If you have a need, plant a seed.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about Scripture's proven prescription for dealing with difficulties.
The Bible calls it sowing and reaping. If you haven't planted anything, why are you looking for produce?
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. As we try to find our way through life, sometimes it feels like we're doing it in the dark. But Dr. Evans says when that happens, we just might stumble over hidden treasure God wants us to discover. Let's join him as he talks about a biblical concept that can kickstart that process.
Perhaps you remember the story of the gentleman who was deeply concerned about his friend who was an alcoholic. His friend had a major drinking problem. And he was concerned for the life and well-being of his friend, that he would drink himself to death. And so he knew he needed to do something to get his friend to stop drinking. And so he went to where his friend hung out in the bar to try to make the point that his friend had to come to grips with this drinking problem. So he took out two liquor glasses and he put one filled with the strongest alcoholic beverage he could come across, and the other liquor glass with water. He took out a canister that had two worms in it. One worm he dropped in the glass full of liquor, and the other worm he dropped in the glass full of water. And in just a few moments, the worm that had been dropped in the glass full of liquor died. But the worm dropped in the glass full of water was still moving and swimming around. The one in the liquor died quickly. The one in the water was still very much alive. He looked at his alcoholic friend. He said, "Now, do you see this?" His friend said, "I see it clearly." He said, "Do you get the point?" He says, "I think I get the point." He said, "What's the point?" He said, "I think the point is clear. If you drink a lot of booze, you won't have a lot of worms." And it's obvious he didn't get the point. He saw it and heard it, but he didn't get it. And that leads us to one verse I want to share with you today. And that is Luke 6:38. I want to dive a little deeper in this most strategic principle. Luke 6:38. I'm going to read it twice. It says, "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." Again, "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, for by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." Now, I know I've lost some of you already because you saw the first word of the verse, "give." But I'm going to ask you not to prejudge me until we have finished the verse. Because the word I'm going to focus on is not actually the word "give." The word I'm going to focus on is the word "it." Say "it."
"It."
We want to focus on "it." The name of our sermon, "Let It Work." If I were to choose another title, I'd call it "Give It," I-T. Give it a chance. So I'm going to focus on "it." Not so much the "give," although that'll play a part in it. So don't prejudge me quite yet. Let's make sure we understand a very fundamental principle. You can only give something if you have it. If you don't have it, you can't give it because it's not yours to give if you don't have it, whatever it happens to be. Which brings me to a foundational understanding that we've said many times, which is key to everything I'm getting ready to say, and that is you only have one source. That one source is God. You have many resources or channels through which God can get you whatever he wants to get you, but he is your only source. See, once you make something other than God your source, you got to look to that thing. Depend on that thing, bank on that thing, count on that thing, and maybe even bow to that thing. But if that thing was never your source, it can't own you. Because you were never looking to it as your ultimate solution in the first place. The grocery store that you eat your food out of or get your food from is not your source. It is merely a channel through which you can get something. They don't grow the food in the store. It's not your source. It's just a vehicle to transfer it from where it came from so it can get to you. So if one grocery store closes down, you can go to another grocery store because that grocery store wasn't the source in the first place. It was merely a transfer vehicle. Your job is not your source. Your job is important, but it's merely a channel through which to work in order to receive income, in order to live and pay your bills, but it's not your source. See, if your job is your source, when you lose your job, you lose your life. But if it was never your source in the first place, see, the beautiful thing about having God as your only source is only God can own you. See, that means nobody else can own you. Nobody else can be the ultimate absolute control over you because it was never your source in the first place. So let's understand now, you only have one source. And that's why God calls us to fully depend on him as our source, because he can switch resources on a dime. He says, give and it, say it. Give and it will be given to you. So let me tell you about the theology of it. What he is literally saying is, whatever it is that you need or want legitimately from God, give it. Watch this now. Whatever it is that you legitimately want or need from God, give it. Everybody wants something from God. But he takes another step back and he says, before you get it, give it if you want it. Now that's a different, remember? Nobody is giving up houses or lands or farms or brothers or sisters. So you've given something up first, who has not received back the same. When God created, here it is, the theology of it. When God created way back in the book of Genesis, here's what God said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 12. He says this, the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind. And God saw that it was good. So here's how this works. What God created had a seed built in it. The seed matched whatever it was the seed of. So apples have seeds, pears have seeds, watermelon has seeds. They have built into them the reproduction of them. So what God did when he created all of these different fruits and vegetables is he planted in them their future. They could be replicated after their kind. You cannot plant an orange seed and get apples. You can't plant a pear seed and get watermelons because it's not after its kind. So whatever it is that you plant, that it is what you receive because it's after its kind, after their same kind. So the way God, watch this, created life to work was the thing you wanted to reproduce, you had to use the seed that was embedded in it. It says the seed was in it. So you would take the seed from what you had in order to replicate it. What was a principle of creation, Luke 6:38 broadens to say it's a principle of life. Give and it refers to the thing you gave. Give and it, whatever the it is, give it. Because God responds to the faith that gave whatever the it is needed. Let's put it another way. If you have a need, make sure you sow a seed. Okay? If you have a need, whatever it is, we'll talk about some of them in a moment, but if you have a need, don't just have the need and don't just ask God to meet the need without making sure you plant the seed. People all over call on God to meet a need when they are not willing to plant a seed. And then wonder why the need has not been met. Let's say we have Farmer Brown is standing over his 10 acres. And Farmer Brown wants to have a good crop this year of fruits and vegetables. So Farmer Brown is so committed to God that Farmer Brown stands over his 10 acres and he prays every single day. God, I want you to bless my farm. I need rain from heaven. I need sunshine. I need not inclement weather so I can have a great harvest. God, I need you to bless my farm this year. In fact, God, I am so serious about what I need. I need you to bless my 10 acres. I am so committed. I'm going to fast. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to serve in my church. I am really committed. I'm going to pray to you every day because I need you to bless my 10 acres. We would say Farmer Brown is very serious about God meeting his need. But what would you say when you found out that Farmer Brown prayed, Farmer Brown fasted, Farmer Brown studied the Bible, but never planted? I would like to suggest to you, Farmer Brown wasted his time, even calling on God, because he wanted God to meet a need without a seed. And the way God has structured it to work, Genesis 1:12, is the reproduction, the future, what God is going to do is not just tied to the need, it's tied to the location of the seed. If you have a need, plant a seed. That is the way agriculture works. The Bible calls it sowing and reaping. You don't reap if you haven't sown. If you haven't planted anything, why are you looking for produce?
Dr. Evans will give us a great example of the massive harvest that can start with a single seed when he continues this lesson from his popular compilation, Treasures in the Darkness. It's a powerful look at biblical principles that can get you through life's toughest times. Right now, we'd like to send you all 5 full-length messages in this collection as our thank you gift when you make a donation to support the ministry of The Alternative. And as a special bonus, we'll include a copy of Tony's practical book, 30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Over the course of a month, this resource will help you break free from destructive habits and hang-ups that have you trapped and keep you from being the person you want to be. Visit TonyEvans.org today for details on this special double offer or call us at 1-800-832-22. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message right after this.
The reviews for Dr. Evans' study Bible and commentary have continued to pour in. Glenn wrote, "The way things are laid out and explained, the amount of detail offered, the accompanying online videos, everything provided is more than expected. If you hunger to do a deep dive into the Word, this is without doubt the best tool available. My sincere appreciation to everyone that played a role in bringing this volume to fruition." Get a copy of Dr. Tony Evans' study Bible and commentary today.
God required that the seed be placed in the ground. Now, why did God say the seed must be planted in the ground? Because God created the ground to receive the seed so that the farmer would always know his source. No farmer eats everything he produces. Because if he eats everything he produces, he'll never reproduce. Because his future is built in to the thing that he produced. Because the seeds are built in. Now, as I begin to think about this principle, when it's legitimately used, not illegitimately used, then I begin to observe it in Scripture. For example, the widow of Zarephath, 1 Kings 17, was running out of food. She was down to her last meal. She only could make one bread cake left for her and her son, and then she would be out of food, and they would starve to death and die. She cries out to God for help because she has a need. She has a need for food. Guess what God tells her? Make a bread cake for Elijah. Well, wait a minute. I'm down to my last bread cake. We're going to starve. I know. You got a need. Widow, plant a seed. She followed God by giving to Elijah. She gave it. She gave the thing she needed. She needed the food, so she gave food. When she gave it, the Bible says, and God fed them for many days. In other words, when she gave it, the it she gave came back to her because she gave what she needed. She needed food, gave food, God worked it back around because the seed grew. It's a seed principle. Hannah couldn't get pregnant. She was barren. And she says, Lord, I need a child. Give me a son. Okay? So she expressed the need. But then she planted a seed. She said, if you will give me a son, I will dedicate him to the temple to serve you for the rest of his life. I will give him to you. I will give it, the child I need and want, to you. Now, she had been married all these years and not had a baby. But when she was willing to give it, the thing she wanted, to the purposes of God, to the benefit of his kingdom, to the advancement of his cause, we read in the next chapter, and she got pregnant. She'd been married all this time and not been able to get pregnant. But when she gave it, whatever the it is, it can come in all shapes and sizes. Make sure whatever the need is, you've planted the seed. You must give God something to work with. That's called faith. Faith is acting like God is telling the truth. It's not a feeling. It's a function. What seed did you plant? So when you come to God with the need, he's waiting to hear, what's the seed? What are you planting that you want me to grow, that you want me to develop? There were 5,000 men, not counting women and children, 20 to 25,000 people are listening to Jesus preach. Jesus asked his disciples, how are we going to feed all these people? The answer of all of them is, I don't know. There are too many people, there's too little money, and McDonald's can't handle them. There's no place around to feed almost 20,000 people who had come to hear Jesus preach. What did they need? Food. What did Jesus ask for? He said, is there any food around? They needed food. He didn't just pray for food. He says, is there any food around? There's a little boy with some sardines and crackers. The little boy gives the sardines and crackers, the two fish, five barley loaves, to Jesus Christ. And the Bible says Jesus gave thanks and blessed them. Why say grace over sardines and crackers when you've got 20,000 people who are hungry? That would sound like a waste of time. Not if it's a seed. Because built in a seed is the need. So when Jesus blessed the sardines and crackers, two fish and five barley loaves, now Orca the Killer Whale is laying on the beach. Moby Dick is on the beach. And 20,000 people eat. And I like the way it says it. It says, and they ate to their full. In other words, they got seconds. The seed multiplied and the need was met. The problem today is people want God to meet their need when they're unwilling to plant a seed. which means they don't exercise any faith, or their motivation is wrong. It has no connection to the glory of God, the advancement of the gospel, the acknowledgement of the kingdom. And so we don't see all that God can do legitimately, not the prosperity theology where it's stuff for stuff's sake. I'm talking about that which responds to God as the source so that he meets the need because he sees the seed. He sees that there was faith that in that little seed would be a future growth. He says, give an it that you gave. The Bible says, talking to believers, he says, if you want to be forgiven, forgive. Forgive over there, that's a planting of a seed for the forgiveness you need over here. That's what Jesus said. Plant the seed for the need. If you need love, give some. Plant the seed, it, of what you need. If you need a relationship, give one. Plant a seed over here for the need you have over here. Give the it that you're looking to be returned to you. Don't just say, Lord, give me the it, unless you give the it. Give. Whatever it is. We're not just talking about money. Sure, money is part of it. Money is, God has said, the first tenth of what I give you is holy to the Lord. It's not yours. It shows your faith when you give your tithe. It shows that you're planting a seed and you're trusting me to meet the need. But it's not just that. He says houses and lands and children and brothers and sisters. And when I hear some of the stories of some of the members of how God intervened into their situation, I know that this is a spiritual principle that works because it was built into the creation. The seed is in the substance. The apple seed is in the apple. The solution is in the thing when it's connected with God as the source.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the powerful principle of sowing and reaping and the incredible difference it makes to plant the right kind of seed. Is there someone you know who needs to hear this message? Copies are available. Just check with us for details on the lesson called Let It Work. Better yet, get the full-length version of this message on CD and instant download as part of that double resource offer I mentioned earlier, Treasures in the Darkness and 30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Both available for a limited time as our thank you gift when you support Tony's ministry with a contribution to keep this important teaching coming here to this station and around the world. Contact us before time runs out at tonyevans.org or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. The Bible says we reap what we sow. But Dr. Tony Evans says that principle doesn't work in our favor if we skip a step, and he'll elaborate tomorrow. Right now, though, he's back to share a final thought and this important prayer.
A lot of people exist, but don't feel like they're living. The good news of the gospel is Jesus came to give you life. That is the experience of God's reality operating within you. That's what the Bible calls eternal life. So he gives you heaven as a location, but eternal life is an experience. And he gives it to you for free. That's what grace is about. It's a gift. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't be religious enough to get it, but you can receive it. And so God offers the opportunity for you right now to receive the forgiveness of sins and the free gift of eternal life, which will set in motion a whole lifelong experience of growing in the knowledge of God. So let's get this thing started right now by you going to Jesus Christ and saying to him, Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross in my place for my sin. I now accept you as my personal substitute. Come into my life. I receive you now as my only Savior. I receive the gift of eternal life that you promised to give me if I came to you for it. Thank you for your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.